All right, so today we are diving headfirst into DeFi.
DeFi.
Decentralized finance.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of buzz around it, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to try to cut through all that and give you a clear picture of what it is and why it matters.
It's a big one.
It really is.
This is about more than just, like, a new Bitcoin.
Right.
It really is about rethinking the entire financial system as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this blog post that we're looking at today from Bloom Academy calls DeFi a blockchain-based financial system.
Okay.
So basically, imagine a world where you don't need those traditional middlemen like banks.
Like completely decentralized.
Exactly.
You're talking about a world where, like, your money isn't controlled by like a central bank, right? Where you have a complete control over your assets.
Right.
And where financial services are accessible to everyone, no matter like where they live or what their credit score is.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's a big deal.
So it's really kind of like handing the power back to the people, right?
Right, exactly.
But how do these transactions even happen without a bank? That's where smart contracts come in, right?
Smart contracts. And they're really not as complicated as they sound.
Right.
It's like, think of it like a vending machine, right?
Right.
You feed in your money, you hit a button for what you want, you get your snack.
Right.
That's it.
Simple.
That simple exchange, that's like a pre-programmed contract.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Got it. So instead of dispensing like chips or candy bars,
right,
these smart contracts handle loans, trades, all sorts of financial agreements.
Exactly. And they live on these blockchains like Ethereum.
Okay.
And because it's on the blockchain, it's like a public ledger that anyone can view.
Right.
So it adds this like layer of transparency and security that's really hard to match with traditional systems.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because every transaction is recorded.
Yeah.
It's verifiable, so it's like really hard to cheat the system.
Right, so transparency and security
seem
to be like recurring themes. But why should anyone really care about DeFi?
Well, okay, so think about the last time you sent money internationally.
Right.
Did you get hit with like those hefty fees?
Yeah.
Did you have to wait like forever for it to go through?
Right.
Or maybe you've just been frustrated by like the lack of transparency or control over your own money.
Right.
This is what DeFi is trying to solve.
So DeFi is tackling some like major, major pain points of our current financial system.
Absolutely.
And to illustrate how this works in practice, the blog uses the example of a DeFi lending platform.
Yeah. So in traditional finance, you go to a bank for a loan, right?
Right.
In DeFi, you go to a platform and you put up your crypto as collateral.
Okay.
And it's all facilitated by these smart contracts like we talked about.
Right.
From setting the interest rate to processing the loan itself.
Wow.
No loan officer needed.
It's like a digital pawn shop.
Yeah.
But instead of leaving your like prized possession with, you know, a guy named Vinny.
Right.
It's all secured on the blockchain.
Exactly.
But there's still risk involved though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What if the value of the crypto that I put up as collateral, like what if it drops?
Yeah, that's where the concept of over-collateralization comes in.
Okay.
So DeFi loans, they often require way more collateral than the loan amount.
Oh, wow.
Just to like mitigate the risk for the lender.
To reduce the risk.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to be aware of liquidation risk.
Okay.
If the value of your collateral drops below a certain point, it can be automatically liquidated to cover the loan.
Oh, wow.
Even if you're otherwise keeping up with your repayments.
Okay, so it's like they're not messing around.
Nope.
They're going to.
It's serious business.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing, though. It seems like DeFi can make all of these like financial processes more efficient, more transparent.
For sure.
Like a whole new set of tools is opening up.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, I want to explore some of those like DeFi applications that we
Let's do it.
We talked about, what about, let's start with decentralized exchanges.
Decentralized exchanges, or DEXs.
DEXs, okay.
They're like stock markets.
Okay.
But instead of being controlled by, like, you know, some big entity,
right,
they operate on a peer-to-peer network.
Ugh.
Facilitated by, you guessed it, smart contracts.
Smart contracts, there they are again.
Oh,
so I can trade crypto with another person.
Yeah.
Like anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world, exactly.
Without going through.
No middleman.
Like a big exchange.
Nope.
Okay.
And one of those popular examples is Uniswap.
Uniswap.
So instead of those like traditional order books, Uniswap uses these things called liquidity pools.
Liquidity pools. What are those?
So users contribute crypto to these pools.
Okay.
And those funds are what are used to facilitate the trades between users.
So it's kind of like crowdfunding,
yeah,
but for trading crypto.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And I remember reading about like different types of automated market makers.
Right. So Uniswap, they popularized the constant product market maker model.
Okay.
But, you know, there are other approaches,
right,
like Curve Finance.
Curve Finance.
Curve Finance. That one is specifically designed for stablecoin swaps.
Okay.
And boasts even lower slippage.
Which means?
Meaning you lose less value to those price fluctuations during a trade.
Okay. So less slippage is a good thing.
Less slippage is a good thing.
Got it.
Less slippage, good.
Okay, so we've talked about DEXs.
Yes.
Let's move from trading to, I think, something a little more...
More relatable.
Relatable to the average person.
Right.
Lending and borrowing.
Lending and borrowing. Okay.
So we talk about DeFi lending platforms.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So we often think of, like, big loans when we think about traditional lending.
Right, right.
But these DeFi platforms...
Yeah.
They cater to a wide range of needs, right?
Right. Yeah.
You can find... platforms for smaller loans,
okay,
peer-to-peer lending, and even these things called flash loans.
Flash loans, what's that?
Flash loans, they happen almost instantaneously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
So it's like a global network of lenders and borrowers,
okay,
all connected through these smart contracts.
So smart contracts, yeah.
And since it's all transparent, like borrowers could potentially like shop around for the best rates.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And because these platforms... they often use that over-collateralization.
Right.
Interest rates can be a lot lower, a lot more competitive.
Than traditional lending.
And traditional lending, yeah.
Okay. So more transparency, more control, potentially lower costs.
This is the name of the game.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Right.
Okay. How about stable coins?
Stable coins.
The blog mentioned those as a way to address the volatility.
Yes.
That's associated with crypto.
That's a big one. Volatility.
Right.
So stablecoins are trying to offer the best of both worlds.
Okay.
You've got the stability of fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar.
Right.
But with the speed and efficiency of blockchain technology.
So you have the stability of, say, the dollar.
Right.
But the speed and the efficiency of the blockchain.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
So they're typically pegged to that underlying fiat currency.
Right.
So their value remains relatively stable.
Okay, so that's huge for things like international payments or remittances, where that volatility can really take a bite out of your funds.
For sure.
What are some of like the leading stable coins out there?
So DAI and USDC are two of the really popular ones.
DAI and USDC.
Yeah. And they're widely used in DeFi for lending, borrowing as collateral.
Okay.
They just provide that much needed stability, you know, when you're dealing with those fluctuating crypto prices.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems like DeFi has like a solution for everything.
It's pretty amazing, right?
It is. It is.
What's next?
Yield farming and liquidity mining.
All right.
These sound like activities that you would do in like a video game.
Right.
Not in the financial world.
Yeah, it sounds very futuristic.
It does. It does.
But it's very real.
Okay.
Essentially, you're putting your crypto to work for you.
Yeah, okay.
Remember those liquidity pools we talked about with DEXs?
Yeah, like they're like the engine.
They're the fuel, yeah.
That keeps those decentralized exchanges running.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when you participate in yield farming or liquidity mining,
right,
you provide liquidity to those pools.
Okay.
And you earn fees or additional crypto as a reward.
So it's like I'm earning interest on my crypto.
Yeah.
But instead of like a tiny percentage from a bank,
right,
I'm getting potentially a much higher return.
Potentially, yeah.
By providing liquidity to these DeFi protocols.
Exactly.
That's the allure.
That's the allure of yield farming.
Yield farming, right.
Good.
But there's also the risk of impermanent loss.
Ah, yes. Impermanent loss.
Right.
The risk and reward.
So tell me about that.
So let's say you put, we'll say, ETH and DI into a liquidity pool, right?
Okay.
Now, if the price of ETH goes way up, you're going to end up with more DAI and less ETH in your pool share.
Okay.
You've earned fees, yes.
Right.
But you might have made more profit if you had just held on to your ETH.
Oh, okay.
That difference, that's impermanent loss.
So you could miss out on gains?
You could miss out, yeah.
If the price of one of the assets in the pool
right.
outperforms the other.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a trade-off.
It is a trade-off.
High risk, high reward, right.
So with yield farming and liquidity mining,
yeah.
you have the potential for high rewards.
Yes.
But also this risk of impermanent loss.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you gotta know.
You gotta know what you're doing.
What you're doing a little bit, yeah, before you just like jump in.
Yeah, knowledge is power.
Right. Okay. How about derivatives and synthetic assets?
Ooh, derivatives and synthetic assets. Those sound complicated.
They sound very sophisticated,
They do,
like Wall Street kind of stuff.
right. But at their core,
Yeah.
they're really about bringing more sophisticated tools to DeFi. That's all it is. So derivatives,
Yeah.
they're contracts that get their value from an underlying asset.
So it's like, I don't know, like a bet on whether
Yeah, like a but.
the price of Bitcoin is
Yeah.
going to go up or down,
Exactly.
right? That.
It's a simple way to think about it.
Okay.
But in DeFi, derivatives, they can get a lot more complicated than that.
Oh, okay.
And then there are synthetic assets.
Right, synthetic asset.
Those are essentially tokenized versions of real-world assets,
So
like stocks,
stocks,
commodity
see,
currencies, even.
so it's like taking a real world asset,
Yeah.
putting it on the
Getting it
blockchain,
on the
and
blockchain.
then making it tradable like 247.
Four
Yeah.
for seven.
Oh,
Globally.
globally.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Okay, and lastly, non-custodial wallets.
Gone custodial wallets.
These
Okay.
give you, the user,
You, the user.
ultimate control over your assets.
Exactly. Because unlike those traditional banks or exchanges, where, some third party is holding your assets,
Right.
with a non-custodial wallet, you hold your own private keys.
So no more like banks breathing down your
That's
neck.
the idea.
It's like it is, it's like complete financial freedom.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. The blog mentioned MetaMask
Yeah.
and Trust Wallet
Just a lot.
as like popular
Those
options.
are two of the most popular ones.
Are those the ones you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, they're both great choices, whether you're, brand new to this or you've been doing it for a while.
Right.
But, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Right.
You're in complete control,
Right.
which means if you lose your keys,
Oh.
you've lost access to everything.
And there's no customer service line to call?
Nope, nobody to call.
Wow. Oh.
You're on your own.
It's like the master key
It is the master key
to your digital
to your
vault.
digital vault.
You are responsible.
You are responsible.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We
Yeah.
have.
From DEXs to yield farming
Bye.
to the importance of these private keys,
So
it
important.
seems like DeFi offers
Yeah.
both incredible potential,
Oh, yeah.
but also some inherent risks.
There's always risk.
It
Yeah.
really feels like DeFi is like pushing the boundaries of what's possible in finance.
Yeah, it's a paradigm shift for sure.
It really is, but with all this innovation, I think it's important to like take a step back,
Yeah.
look at the bigger picture.
Wait.
What are the like real benefits
Yeah?
of this DeFi revolution? This blog post that we're like deep diving today
Right.
highlights quite a few.
Yeah, and I think they're worth repeating.
Yeah.
DeFi has incredible potential
Yeah.
when it comes to financial inclusion.
Right.
Think of all the people who don't have access to
Yeah.
traditional banking systems,
The unbanked.
the unbanked.
Yeah.
This could give them a way to participate in the global economy.
It's like democratizing finance,
Exactly.
giving everyone a seat at the table.
Everyone, no
Yeah.
matter
No matter where you live
your
and
location,
background. Yeah.
your background.
It's huge.
And then there's the potential cost savings.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Fewer intermediaries.
Right.
Transactions are cheaper.
Significantly cheaper.
Imagine sending remittances
Yeah.
across borders
Yep.
for a fraction of the cost.
That's, I mean, that changes everything for some
It
people.
changes everything.
Yeah.
Not to mention the speed.
Oh yeah.
No more waiting, like days
Right,
for
right.
transactions to clear.
Days, you mean minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Right. DeFi, it happens like
It's
that.
instant.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
And then there's that transparency.
Transparency,
Just talked
huge.
about before.
Yep.
Every transaction is recorded on the blockchain,
Right.
making it
Not
trackable,
crackable.
auditable.
This level of transparency
Yeah.
could revolutionize
Oh, yeah.
industries
Absolutely.
that have been like shrouded in opacity.
Yeah, it's like shining a bright light on every single transaction.
It is. It really is. And of course, the security aspect.
Yeah, security is huge.
Blockchain technology,
Right.
incredibly difficult to hack,
Very difficult.
making DeFi potentially much more secure.
Yeah, I mean, the blockchain itself might be secure, right?
Right.
But you have to remember these applications that are built on it.
Yeah.
They're only as strong as the code that they're written with.
Right. So there's always an element of risk.
There's always risk.
We talked about the potential for like smart contract vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
What about the regulatory
I had the
landscape?
regulatory landscape, yeah.
That seems like a big old question mark.
It's a big question mark because, I mean, governments are still trying to figure it out.
Right. They're like, what is this?
Yeah, like, how do we regulate this? We don't even know what this is yet.
Right.
So it definitely creates risk, you know, for investors.
Right.
For developers, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, and then there's the, like, the elephant in the room, volatility.
Volatility, that's the other big one.
Crypto prices are, you know,
they're all over the place.
Notoriously unpredictable.
It's true.
And DeFi is no exception.
No exception. It's the double-edged sword, right?
Right.
High volatility means high risk, but also potential for big rewards.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's not for the faint of heart.
Not for the faint of heart. Definitely not. So it sounds like DeFi requires like a new way of thinking about risk and reward.
Totally.
So with all these factors, like what does the future hold?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, who knows?
Right.
Crystal ball's a little foggy on this one.
Yeah. Are we all going to be using like decentralized exchanges and lending platforms in 5 years, 10 years?
I don't know. But I think one thing is clear.
Okay.
DeFi is here.
It's here.
And it's already disrupting things.
Right.
The financial industry, it's shaking things up.
It is.
It's forcing those traditional institutions to adapt.
To evolve.
To innovate, to evolve. Yeah. And it's empowering individuals in ways we've never seen before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So whether DeFi replaces traditional finance entirely.
Right.
Or finds a way to, you know, coexist with it.
Right.
It's a force to be reckoned with.
It is. It's exciting.
It's exciting.
And a little bit daunting all at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's evolving. It's got this huge potential.
Right.
To reshape the future of finance.
Yeah. So to our listeners out there, we encourage you to keep exploring the world of DeFi. I mean, imagine a world where you have complete control over your finances.
That's the dream.
Where transactions are fast,
cheap,
transparent.
Where anyone... anywhere can access these financial tools and services.
It is the potential.
That's the promise of DeFi.
Absolutely.
And while it comes with its own sets of challenges and risks, it's a future worth exploring.
It is. Keep learning. Stay informed.
Yes. And who knows? You might just find yourself at the forefront of a revolution.
A financial revolution. That's right. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Into DeFi.